The Church Media Podcast, episode number 53. Start with Why with Stephen Shedletsky. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media productions in the world church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world. Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now.
At 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill. Thanks for listening this week. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build a solid, thriving media production team at your church. Before we get rolling today, I want to tell you about a great new resource available to church creatives. ChurchVoiceOver.com is a ministry founded by my new friend Joe Szymanski. Joe is a voiceover artist that can take your video and audio projects to the next level. If you create your own content at your church and you have a voiceover need, head over to ChurchVoiceOver.com and you can check out demos and get your project in the works. That's a great resource for you and your team, churchvoiceover.com. All right, this week I welcome a very special guest to the podcast, the head engagement officer at a company called Start With Why. Many of you may have seen the TED Talk by a guy named Simon Sinek about the Golden Circle. Now, Stephen works for Simon and helps leaders and their people discover their why and achieve some pretty amazing things. Stephen is a well-sought-after speaker, consultant, and coach, and he graciously agreed to join me today to step into church world and talk about how we should start with why when leading our teams at our churches. People don't respond to guilt, they respond to vision. If why you exist as a team is clear, concise, and compelling, your team members are going to follow you anywhere. Stephen gives some practical insight into how to discover our why and the most effective ways to motivate our team. He shares some incredible content with us. My interview with Stephen is coming right up after Dan Bracken shares this week's Church Media Resource.
And now, your Church Media Resource of the Week.
Software, websites, gadgets, and tools that will resource your creativity and your ministry.
Hey everyone, Dan Bracken here from Ginghamsburg Church in Tip City, Ohio with your Church Media Resource of the Week. I have a team of over 80 unpaid, dedicated techies who help with the live production of weekend worship. It's nearly a full-time job keeping up with the schedule. I'd go crazy without the one thing that's helped me make sense of it all, my chalkboard paint. In my office and in the media booth for the entire team to see, I've covered an entire wall with chalkboard paint. I grid the entire month in chalk with positions and names, and though I still schedule digitally through planningcenteronline.com, I dare say the chalk method is more accessible, faster, and interactive for all involved.
For more free resources for your team, visit 1230media.com/training. To sponsor an episode of the Church Media Podcast, visit 1230media.com/advertise. And now, back to your host, Carl Barnhill.
Hey guys, today I welcome by phone Stephen Shedletsky. Stephen helps leaders and their people accomplish remarkable things. Inspired by and in partnership with Simon Sinek's Start With Why movement, Stephen speaks, leads workshops, consults, and coaches organizations and teams around the world to help them discover and articulate their why or their driving purpose. He is the head engagement officer at Start With Why, and I'm so excited to welcome him by phone to the 1230 blog and podcast. Stephen, thanks for joining me, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having us on and providing an outlet to share this message.
Now, tell me about your background, how you got involved with Simon and Start With Why.
The way I got involved with Simon and Start With Why was through pain. I made a career choice to begin my career working with in the corporate environment at a large oil and gas company. And the reason I went to oil and gas is not because I am passionate about the industry. It's because I'm passionate about leadership and what leadership means and how it works. And so I joined this large company in Canada because they had a leadership development program that I was brought into. The only issue is we don't have a blanket understanding of what the word leader or leadership means. And so I entered this program with an understanding or a perspective around what leadership means to me, which is to be, you know, a positive servant leader, someone who shows up to contribute towards a greater cause, someone who is a purveyor and increasing care for everyone around them. And the definition that the organization used was more around authority, title, and P&L. And so very early on in my career, I was troubled because I actively made a choice. And it was the first time in my life that I made a choice that didn't pan out. And it was scary. At first, I blamed myself for it. What's wrong with me as opposed to what's wrong with the situation and why is it not for me? And fortunately, a mentor turned me on to Simon's work. I watched his TED Talk. It was pretty transformative for me. Simon put into words not anything I didn't know. He just put it into words that were very easy to understand and to use. And fortunately, it was just right time, right place, right people. Simon was earlier on in his journey, and I was able to join forces with them. Simon is my orator. He puts into words the world I wish to live in, and I feel very fortunate that I'm able to contribute towards creating that and contributing toward that vision with him. So that's how.
Now, you also founded and you own your own company called Inspire Action, right? Tell me about why you started that and what that's all about.
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I started doing leadership coaching training. Another mentor of mine is a leadership coach, and I loved who she was and how she showed up. And she really encouraged that I check out the same training that she went through. And so I went through the first weekend of 5 weekends of this training course with a company called the Coaches Training Institute. And after that first weekend, I walked out of there with 3 clients. I was like a 25-year-old kid, and I was now coaching middle-aged professionals and helping them find more fulfillment in their organizations and in their own careers. And I realized that I was helping others find more fulfillment and make choices in line with more fulfillment for themselves, but I wasn't walking my own talk, and it became very painful. And so I literally started Inspire Action because I needed to walk my own talk. I use it as a brand for any work that I do that isn't directly involved with Simon and our team, and it's my own sort of independent organization. But really the origin story of Inspire Action is walking my own talk.
Now, I learned about you and Simon, like a lot of people, and you mentioned from his popular TED Talk video where he explained the concept of the golden circle. Now, you teach this this concept in your workshops and through your speaking engagements. I'd love for you to give our listeners just a taste of what that is, what the golden circle is.
Absolutely. The golden circle is a discovery that Simon made 10 years ago. It's not an invention. He didn't create this idea. He just found a pattern and expressed this pattern in simple language that it can be easily understood and hopefully used to make a positive dent in this world. The golden circle shares a phenomena of what every organization and every individual experiences in their lives and in their careers. If you've yet to see the talk, the golden circle is literally 3 circles as if it's a bullseye. On the very outside ring is what, the middle is how, and the very center of the bullseye is why. I'll first define the terms very quickly. So everyone knows what they do, whether it's the products or services you offer or your job title or function. Everyone knows that one. It's easy. It's tangible. We get that. When we go to a meeting and we meet someone new for the first time, the first question we ask them or they ask us is, so what do you do? Very easy. I'm an insurance salesman. I lead a youth group. I'm a realtor. I work at this church. We understand what that is, and we file it and make judgments subconsciously or consciously. Most people know how they do it. And by how, it's the actions that you take that make you stand out from the crowd. It's what you feel makes you different or better than others or your competition. It can be your guiding principles, your strengths, your values. It could even be your unique selling proposition or intellectual property. But it's the secret sauce. It's the way that you do your work that you feel makes you different or better than your competition. Most people know that, but very few people can clearly articulate why they do what they do. Though they may be able to feel it, it's very hard to put into words. And our why is our cause, our purpose, or belief. It's the reason we get out of bed in the morning. It's the cause, the inspiring cause that drives us ahead and makes us feel successful and fulfilled by everything that we can do. Why is not a result like turning a profit or number of members in our community. Why is a feeling. Why is the human problem that we wish to serve. And because most of us go from what's easiest to understand to what's hardest to understand, we walk around the world sharing what we do and how we feel we're different or better. It just doesn't drive any decision-making. It's those leaders and organizations that start from the inside, start from why they do what they do, and move their way out. Those are the ones that are able to inspire others. Those are the ones that are able to create loyalty amongst those within the organization and those that they serve, whether they're customers, vendors, or members of a community. That's what's possible when we start with why.
Now, Simon uses Apple as an example in his TED Talk, but as you guys coach and lead other teams, give me a good example. Maybe Apple is that one, but give me an example of a company that you guys have coached that have really discovered their why and what it is and how it's changed them.
Yeah. There's one organization I recently worked with named Qdoba. They're the Mexican grill, rival Chipotle. And when they were created, they literally were created from a larger parent company to capture a market opportunity. That's it. Here's Chipotle. They're doing something good. We want some of that. A Me Too company. And a new CEO, a guy by the name of Tim Casey, came in. And they're now, Qdoba's been around for over 10 years. And they went in and wanted to really discover, what is our why? You know, we don't just sell quesadilla. What is it that we do when we are at our best, both from the inside of our company, what we do for each other, as well as what we do when we serve customers, anyone external, any external stakeholder at our best? And after they shared a number of stories, they articulated it. Qdoba's why is to care for the person in front of them so that they have the freedom to be at their best, to be who they are. And they told, there are a couple stories that stick out. One was a newer hire who said that when she was being onboarded into the company, that the people who were being onboarded with her and the other people who were leading this onboarding session, they cared so much about her. They cared more about her than she felt they even cared about themselves, that it was so wonderful to be in this environment. There's another story that I love, and it's about how a very junior employee served a customer. So they have a retail location in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm sure they have more than one there. But this one's off the interstate. And someone from the community close by who happened to be quadriplegic came to this location. They ordered, and the food was brought to them at the table that they sat at. And they couldn't eat the food on their own because of their medical condition. And without instruction, one of their junior employees went over. I believe the employee was even on break, and they went over and just helped this person eat. They literally fed them. And this person who was quadriplegic kept coming back because you could imagine they felt pretty welcome there. They felt that they were cared for, and they felt that they could be at their best. And after the fourth or fifth time that they kept coming back, a physician, a doctor with his family were driving through Louisville because they were going on vacation. And they saw this happening, a very junior employee feeding this person. The doctor pulled out his cell phone and videotaped this exchange, posted it on YouTube, and it went viral and made it to CNN International News. The cost of that marketing campaign was $0. All that happened is a very junior employee felt that they were being cared for and then extended that care. Not because it was on their job description, because it was the right thing to do. And the result was, this is a manifestation of them living their why at their best. And so when they're at their best, they're not making quesadilla with mango and this or that in it. They're providing environments where their people can feel cared for so that they can care for those that they serve in the end, your end consumer. And that's good for business.
I think that leads us into kind of talking about how what you guys do relates to what we do as a ministry, in that our mm-hmm. audience is a faith-based audience. We're Christians, and our audience is church media directors, guys on staff at churches that are leading volunteer teams. And you mentioned kind of a phrase, our tagline is create the experience. And what mm-hmm. we believe is that a Sunday morning worship service or an event at our church is not just a show or a performance, but it's an experience to get people to meet Jesus Christ or grow in their relationship with Him. So I'd love to, mm-hmm. to talk about that for a few minutes, and how why guys leading volunteer teams, why the why is so imperative, and it's so much more important than the what or the how, the pushing the buttons or the putting things on screen or hitting the right audio cue, things like that. Why is the why more important than the task? Does that make sense?
So yeah. So what's actually interesting is what's most important, and I know you know this about the Golden Circle, is it's not that the why is more important than any others. It's important that the why comes first. Mm,
that's good. Yeah.
As with any human system, we need balance. That's what we need. And so I know you know this, but the balance is clarity of why, discipline of how, and consistency of what. So in order for it to work, we first and foremost, the order matters. We need to be clear in our why. If we don't know why we do what we do, it's impossible for us to expect others to know it. We then need to be disciplined with the actions that we take to bring that to life and do things and say things that are in line with who we are at our best. So a quick little example, my brother is very introverted and he works for a record label in downtown Toronto. And their office environment, the environment they've created, is very open. The issue is my brother doesn't work very well in an open office environment. He works well when he can have his corner of the area to work on his work, and he'll come back and engage in the group when there's something to share. And so it doesn't make sense for him to be in an open office space environment. It actually makes sense for him to have quiet. That's called an environment that isn't disciplined with their how, because they've created something that isn't serving their people. Discipline of how means you create environments that allow your people to act within their strengths, values, and guiding principles. Finally, consistency of what? In the end, we are a tangible species, and we are constantly evaluating people and organizations by what we see and what we hear and what we taste and what we smell. All of our senses. And so if I were wearing a shirt right now that said up with profits, down with people, that wouldn't make so much sense unless it's a joke, which is quite funny. But it wouldn't be consistent with who I say I am. Consistency, which is authenticity, is when everything we say and everything we do is what we actually believe. And so as it relates to church media directors and what you guys do, the opportunity is to provide direction. So first start with why. I understand that it's creating the experience, but what is the experience? Describe it. Tell stories of when the experience has happened. Create so much relationship to what that experience means. Yes, I know it's building deeper relationship with God and with Jesus Christ, but what does that mean? What does it look like? What are some success stories of when people have actually done it? And how can we add some more language that has deeper meaning such that we know that we can make that contribution and do it? And so when we say create the experience, the opportunity is to build deeper relationship to what that experience is. This is the value of what a good vision statement is. A good vision statement is words that we share that paint such a clear picture in our mind such that we can contribute toward that. A vision is like running a marathon and knowing so clearly what the finish line looks like, smells like, feels like, tastes like, but knowing that we may actually never get there because there's always more that we can do to bring that cause to life. So when we're clear on that why and we know what it looks like, we can then do everything, the how and the what, that can then support bringing that why to life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, man. I think that's such good insight to make sure that it's in the right order. And so, like the teams that I've led, I've seen the most ownership in them when I continually put the why in front of them and remind them and show them, hey, this is a life being changed by what we do, or this is a story of because of you doing this, this happened, and that's why we do what we do. So maybe talk at that approach some, and maybe tell me why it's important to continually, and maybe some ideas here on how I can continue to put the why in front of my team. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, totally. So a couple of ideas. So one, like I mentioned, is share stories. So share stories of when it's actually happened such that we can replicate it, build upon it, and make it better. So share a success story for an individual person that you know, a real tangible person, where we did it, and celebrate it and recognize it such that we can do it again. And then I think the opportunity is, you know, especially when we've worked with organizations that are faith-based and Christian faith-based, and we'll mention and share this why, and they go, I know my why. My why is to contribute toward people building relationship with Jesus Christ. And we go, great, but what does that mean? Give me even more plain, simple language so that we can actually take actions to bring that to life. So let's say the contribution of your ministry is really around to create an experience, to create an inviting, welcoming experience so that people can loosen up, open up, and find more growth, personal community growth in their lives. In other words, you're taking the words of what building more deeper relationship to God and Jesus Christ means, and you're just adding more depth, more English language that makes sense so that more of us can do it. Because each of our relationship to a higher power may be slightly different, but how can we be intentional around what that means in very plain language that's simple to understand? The idea is that when ideas are simple to understand, when ideas are communicated simply, they're easily understood. And when ideas are easily understood, they can be repeated. And when ideas are repeated, they can change the world. One of the challenges with the why is it's simply an idea. And something that can bring the why to life even more deeply is to create symbols, to create physical talismans that have meaning. This is the value of a good logo, by the way. The Latin for logo is symbol and meaning a great logo actually has meaning to it. And so, I mean, when I go out and give talks, I wear a pair of shoes that have orange shoelaces, but I do it for a particular reason. It's a what that proves what I believe. Orange is the color of optimism, and I believe in a bright future ahead. That's why our company's colors are orange. A lot of it is orange. And so I'm creating a physical, tangible reminder of who I am and what I believe, and I have an opportunity to engage with people in meaningful dialogue around it. So, I mean, I know a cross is a symbol within Christianity, but what else? What else is a symbol that reminds us of a story of us bringing our why to life? So creating physical, tangible things that remind us of who we are and what we believe makes it all the more likely that we'll continue to act in ways that make that happen.
That's really good. Okay, so another thing that you talk about in your workshops and your coaching is the difference between happiness and fulfillment. Flesh that out for me.
Mm-hmm. So happiness is fleeting, whereas fulfillment is lasting. Happiness is a moment in time, whereas fulfillment can be always. We do not need to like every day to love every day. We can go through challenging days. We can go through doing things that we don't love very much. But so long as we're doing it for a reason that we love, we can be fulfilled. I'm not a proponent of the pursuit of happiness, because sometimes we're happy and sometimes we're sad, and that's normal. But what can be constant is this feeling of fulfillment. So when we do why discoveries with individuals and with organizations and groups of people, we have them share stories. And it's the consistent patterns and themes of their life's most meaningful stories or the history of their organization's most meaningful stories that are the makeup that make the golden thread of their why. And so one of my stories that I will often share because it's so meaningful to me, it's one that I don't wish to revisit, but it means a lot to me, is at my grandmother's funeral. My mom lost her father when she was 15 years old, and I never understood what that really meant or felt like. And in 2004, my grandmother passed away, and it was the first person in my close family that I lost. And my mom walked into the room in the funeral home that was next to the ceremony where just the family gathers. And as soon as she walked in, I made eye contact with her and I went over to her and hugged her the most tight I've ever hugged her in my life, because I finally had a glimpse of empathy into her life experience. I finally understood just a little bit about what it must have felt like for her to lose her dad at 15 years old. And so that's a story where I wasn't happy, but I was fulfilled, because I was with someone that I loved, doing something that I loved, and I was able to form a deeper connection with someone who I love deeply. And so the idea, and I believe the opportunity, is to pursue fulfillment, because we don't need to be happy every day to really find meaning in what we're doing every day. And I think the pursuit of fulfillment is more valuable than the pursuit of happiness.
Give us some practical ways. We believe a lot in leaders serving their volunteers or serving their team members. And you talk about this a lot in your coaching, the importance of leaders serving and caring for their team. Why is it important to make that a priority?
Yeah, well, this is what makes the tribe strong. As human beings, we're not stupid. We're very smart. And we're constantly assessing and sniffing, do I trust you? And when a leader, especially a leader of a volunteer is someone who's choosing to give you their time and energy to contribute toward your collective cause. And if you're a leader of volunteers or you're a leader of any set of people, the more you give to those people, the more they will want to give back to you. The more that you make sacrifices to serve those people, the more they, when it counts, will make sacrifices to serve you. This comes from Simon's most recent book called Leaders Eat Last. And the title Leaders Eat Last comes from what makes the U.S. Marines so special. Simon has had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with the U.S. Marines, and Simon Sinek, who's the founder of our company. And he asked his very close friend, General George Flynn, who's a three-star general of the U.S. Marines, now retired, who actually wrote the foreword to the book. And Simon said, what makes the Marines so special? And General Flynn said three words: officers eat last. In the U.S. Marines, if you go to any chow hound anywhere around the entire world, or you're even out in theater, you will find that the most senior person, the most senior officer, is the person who eats last. It's not in any rule book or manual. It is a common understanding of this is what we do. Our role as leader is to serve those who are in our span of care. It's like a parent. A parent never takes food before their child. They make sure their child is fed before they take food for themselves. But what happens is amazing, is that when we put the needs of others ahead of our own, when it counts, they will sacrifice for us. They will make sure that our sacrifice was worth it for them. They will want to make us proud. And so when you're out in theater and you have limited amount of food, Marines will go grab food in the most junior to most senior. And every now and then, the most senior officer, when it's their time to go get food, there's nothing left. And one by one, each of their people will go and give them some of their own food. This is the value of being a servant leader, is that leaders are there in service of their people, because it is a choice for them to show up and serve you. And when you extend care to them, they will extend care to you. It's common sense, it's human, but it's the power of leadership. We don't give leaders all these perks and benefits for nothing. We give these leaders perks and benefits because they show up to protect us when it counts and matters most.
One last question for you. What would you say to those people who are having trouble discovering their why?
you can't do it by looking in the mirror. You've got to do it with another human being. If I say, Stephen, what's my why, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, it's usually a two-word response, and it's not so friendly. You can't do it on your own. And the reason is because of where the why comes from. The why comes from a part of our brain called the limbic brain that is responsible for all of our emotions like trust, love, and loyalty, and it's responsible for our decision-making, but it is not responsible for language. That comes from our neocortex, our rational brain. And so when we ask people to find their why, which is an emotional journey, we cannot expect them to do it on their own. And literally, here's what you do. We have a number of tools online. We have an online course. We have great PDFs. But this is the basic process. You literally take out a napkin or a sheet of paper, and you draw lines up and down and up and down and up and down across the page as if they're peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys. And you jot down specific memories in your life, from your earliest childhood memories to the years through school or the years growing up, to then your work life and life outside of work. And you jot down specific memories. They don't need to be as big as a wedding day. They can be as simple as making a stranger chuckle in an elevator or a supermarket. And you write down the stories that stick out as being important to you, that matter, that are meaningful. Both the ones that if you could do it every day, you'd be so happy, and the ones that you don't wish to revisit, but they mattered, like the story I shared about my grandmother. And then you go and you find someone that you trust, someone who can be objective with you, a friend. We don't necessarily recommend doing it with a spouse or a sibling or somebody who has too much skin in the game or who knows you too well. But someone who you know will be objective with you, someone who you know you can ask them not to judge and they won't. And you literally share these stories with them, one after the other. And your partner asks questions to seek to understand what you're saying and what mattered about each of those stories. And the themes that emerge of what's important about each of those stories are the thread that make up your why. Our why is made up of what matters to us in our life. And we need another person, another human being that will listen to us to share back and mirror back to us the themes of what you truly care about as a human being. And those are the ingredients of your why.
Well, those are incredible insights, man. Thank you so much for your time. This is I've learned so much even in just our short time together. And, man, I can't wait to get online, learn more. Even as I was doing prep for this interview, I learned so much about leadership and starting with my why and making sure that I'm, you know, in the right order and, you know, putting that at the forefront of what I'm doing. So, man, thank you so much for that and all your insight today.
Thanks, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Now, how can we keep up with you and start with why, and how can we follow you and your company?
Yeah. So we're all in the normal places. Our website is startwithwhy.com, where there's lots of free tools to dive deeper into the content and help create a more inspiring and fulfilled world. Simon is on Twitter at Simon Sinek. I as well am on Twitter at Steve Shedd. We're on Facebook if you search Simon Sinek, on LinkedIn. We're in all the usual places, and wherever we are, we're always sharing tools, ideas, and resources to help inspire you so that you can further inspire others.
Stephen Shedletsky, Head Engagement Officer at Start With Why and founder of the company Inspire Action. For more videos, links, articles, and more, we've curated a great page on our website for you at 1230media.com/startwithwhy. That's 1230media.com/startwithwhy.
From the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, you're listening to the Church Media Podcast with Carl Barnhill.
Hey guys, I'm on the line with Joe Szymanski from churchofvoiceover.com. Joe, tell me about the site and the services that you offer.
Well, thanks, Carl. I've been doing this for a number of years, voiceovers, that is, through my main website, which is joethevoiceguy.com. And voiceovers for TV, voiceovers for explainer videos online. And church voiceover just was kind of a natural extension of that because I thought, you know, I had a church that I went to that was using me for their sermon promos and also their weekly announcements. And I just found that it was so cool to see how they were putting it to use, you know, in a modern church environment, something that really hasn't been done up until the last 10 years or so. And I just want, you know, to give churches an outlet to, you know, better their media and also to have a place that they can go for affordable voiceover, because it's kind of hard to find sometimes.
Well, speaking of that, how affordable is it for church creatives?
Well, you know, I don't stick by a rigid rate sheet, because I know that there's so many different factors. You know, you have big churches, you have small churches, you have churches with, you know, thousands of people, you know, churches in big cities versus small towns. As such, you know, you kind of got to be a little bit fluid with the rates. So I invite people just to email me for a quote.
So if I'm a church, how do I get my project started?
Well, you would hit up my website, churchvoiceover.com. From there, you can email me. The direct email link would be studio@churchvoiceover.com. And, you know, just reach out. We'll talk a little bit. We'll see what kind of project you have on the table.
And, guys, we'll put all these links on our website as well. But this is an incredible resource for you and your team. If you're a church creative that makes your own content, this is the guy to get. Churchvoiceover.com is the website, churchvoiceover.com.
The Church Media Podcast. Essentials for executing your Sunday worship service. Here is Carl Barnhill.
Well, that is it for us this week. For complete show notes, transcripts, links to Stephen's projects and companies start with Y and Inspire Action, visit 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 53 for all the good stuff. We'll put Simon Sinek's Golden Circle TED Talk and some videos of Stephen's workshops and other speaking clips on the show notes page as well. 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 53. All right, next week on the show, we're going to go behind the scenes of That Church Conference. The event will be held in Atlanta on September 20th and 21st. I'll be chatting with one of the founders of that conference, Van Baird. Van is a speaker and entrepreneur. We'll be talking about the different workshops and coaching that the conference offers and how you can get involved. He'll also give us a sneak peek into the content of this year's conference. You don't want to miss that. That is next week on the show. This week's episode has been sponsored by churchvoiceover.com. If you have a story to tell, they will provide the voice, a fantastic resource for your creative needs. You can check them out online at churchvoiceover.com. And if you would like to sponsor an upcoming episode of the Church Media Podcast, head over to 1230media.com/advertise to get your sponsorship on today. I also want to thank my producer, David Michael Hyde, for his work this week. David is a contemporary composer and music producer for film and digital media. You can visit David at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks for listening this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, transcripts, and more free Church Media resources for your team, visit 1230media.com. We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.